Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And you guys, we just watched episode 2 of season 6, and
I thought it was quite a doozy. You were a little disappointed, I think, because you said, I mean, we did have a little, like, we found out some things on social media before we watched, but I mean, that was fine because that got me, my mouth still dropped. Like, I had a James Kennedy reaction.
I don't know. I guess because I looked at social media and everyone was like, oh my God, it was so good. I was like, I don't know. I guess I knew this was coming, so I let myself get disappointed, but it was still good.
I mean, this is why I never have read Reality Steve. And everyone I know does. And like, do you want to know? I'm like, no, because I don't want to ruin the process of watching the show. However, I finally did this last year because, oh, they had horrible Nick. I thought Rachel was boring. And now this season, like, this will probably be the first one in history that I won't even watch. And now I do watch Reality Steve or listen to him and read his blog and stuff because I just don't care. So I think you're kind of at that point where you're like, you know what? I don't care. But it does ruin it for you. Like, I didn't want knowing, you know, stuff ahead of time to ruin things, but it's just too hard to wait on social media.
Yeah, it is.
But hey, before we get into it, let's announce the winners of the Frankie Rose Ariana collaboration lip sets.
Yes. Okay, and you guys, thank you so much for everyone who participated in this. This was, I think, our most successful contest that we have had so far, our giveaway.
Yeah.
And it was so great hearing from you guys.
And we realized probably in the past, we weren't really thinking like, oh, if we announce something on Twitter, then only people on Twitter can like respond. So that's not fair. Because I'm like a lot of you, I wasn't even on it either until I realized everything pops off about this show on it. So I better join. So we'll do another one. We're going to do another one today for Lala's lip gloss. Have a bunch of those ordered. And we were so excited too. Like we got all your responses and I'm like, I want to order more and give more away. So we'll probably keep doing this. And
okay. I didn't go on Lala's website yet. Tell me about her lip gloss. Like what's the story? Who's she collaborating with? What's the deal?
I don't know who she's collaborating with because it's just called, it's like Shop Lala Beauty. It's not a makeup company. It's like something she did herself.
Wow.
You know, you can do that. There's like a factory in Ohio that manufactures all the lotions for all the companies like Body Shop, Bath and Body Works, Victoria's Secret. It's all the same factory.
Uh-huh.
They just rename it. And that's why you'll get similar scents at similar stores. So I'm sure it's something like that. And she's just got the branding and picked out the colors.
I mean, that's pretty smart.
Did the names and stuff like that. So she's got, I think, 6. Two are holiday, one's like Rudolph and one's like Mr. Claus or something. But then she's got Randy after we know who. She's got James.
Stop.
As a color. Yeah, one color's called Randy. It's like a nude with a mauve accent.
Oh my God, I want Randy.
And then James is a nude one that's the barest, which explains it like probably like albino nude. This is before James got tan, I'm sure, the inspiration. So Randy, James, Rudolph, Mr. Claus, Mistress.
No.
Yeah. Mistress is also a nude, but it's got like more pigment to it. And The Affair.
Stop.
No.
Oh my God.
It's good. It's very like British of her to like make fun of herself.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheeky.
Cheeky. Cheeky monkey.
Okay, so that is so exciting. I'll be entering that contest.
I mean, she's been doing tons of live videos on it and posting it. I mean, she's really marketing it well. And I will say one thing about her. Like, she's doing some great customer service, as is Ariana. Like, Ariana's been posting out anyone that's, like, posted themselves wearing her lipstick. She put them on her IG
feed. Oh my God. I did not tell you what happened to me at my parents' house. So my parents have been out of town in Hawaii. So I've been watching their house for them and I'm walking into the house.
Their dog.
Mm-hmm. And my neighbor, who is like, I don't know, 21 years old or something, is like, hey, Holly, did I see you with Ariana and Tom? Was that you? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, how'd you see that? And she's like, you were on Ariana's Instagram story. I saw it. And I'm like, no way. Like, I saw it, but I didn't think anyone else did. And she's like, yeah, awesome. I showed my mom and we're like, could that be her? It looks like her, but how could that be her? And so, yeah, so I like totally felt like a celebrity that my little neighbor recognized me. Well,
you could have been tagged. If you had put her lipstick on and sent it to her, posted on IG and tagged her, she would have included it in her story on IG and
I think
Twitter.
I was tagged. I'm pretty sure. Oh. I think she did.
Okay. And then she's been tagging the people, which is super nice and like really smart customer service, because that's a win-win. She's showing real customers. They're getting like people like, oh, who's that? I haven't done it yet. I told Holly we need to do it. I wanted to do like just not my face and just do every color and like a little layout with like a quad of pictures.
Oh my God. Yeah. So if you guys won the kit, please send her a picture, tag it and tag us. So we're like, yes, that's one of our winners. Like,
yeah,
that would be so cool.
She'll probably, you know, post it. Yeah. So we
so
might
hook us up.
We might still do ourselves. Just neither one of us felt like putting on makeup. So the next time we put on makeup, I'll do it and I'll send it to her and we'll see what happens. That might be next year. I don't know. I hate putting.
Yeah.
No, I'll probably by Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be in Palm Springs. I'll put on makeup this week. I'll do it this weekend. Okay. And then Lala has been doing the same too. So everyone's like, oh, I just ordered some. I'm super excited. And like, she shouts out everyone that's ordering. And I said, oh, I just ordered 7 or something for some giveaways and whatever. And she gave me a shout out.
Awesome.
So, like really good marketing, customer service. Like it's smart. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
So we're going to be doing the same drill as our last podcast, where we will be giving the password at the end of the episode for the Lala lip gloss giveaway. And right now we'll be announcing the winners of the Ariana Frankie Rose collab.
And then we have other ideas coming. I did look up Kristen's t-shirt line because I thought, well, let's be fair, let's give everyone a shot. It's like you can't buy anything. It's like out of business or something.
Well, for her, we can like, I don't know, print out her like veggie recipes and mail it to people. I don't know.
But they can do that themselves.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like, I don't know. We'll think of something
and
for
then,
her.
Like we have a really good idea that we'll announce later, maybe next week.
Yeah, you guys stay tuned because it's gonna get real lit up in here.
Although that doesn't really cover, like, I'm making a motion right now.
Yeah,
like getting there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's good. We'll
we'll figure it out. We'll figure out the details. Holly just came up with this great idea for a great giveaway, so we'll see.
Yeah, maybe there's merch or something. We'll think of something.
Oh yeah, that's true. Okay, so the winners of the kits this week are, and we will email you guys and then just email us back with your mailing address. And I've got them all stacked up ready to go. So I'll get them out this week so you have them in time for Christmas. In case you want to, if you don't, like if a color doesn't work on you, you could re-gift it to a friend. I'm just saying. okay. So, well, because I really liked the strip down and someone else posted about that. It really looks good. And then I like Peeping Tom, but the one was a little too nude on me. It washed me out. But if you're like the right skin tone and hair, like it'll look bomb.
Yeah.
You know, like Kim K can do like a really good nude.
Yeah.
But like on other people, like it just washes you out.
Yeah.
So, you know, not every color's for everyone, but I really like all three of them. And they're super moisturizing, too. So, anyways.
Yes.
Okay. First winner, Melissa K.
Woo!
Second winner, Rachel G. Third winner, Michelle C. Fourth winner, Caitlin R. And fifth winner, Melissa U.
Yay. So, congratulations to all of our winners. And we will email you tonight, hopefully, if we can stay up and get it done. If not, first thing in the morning.
Yeah, because we still got to watch Jax. It's not on for like 15 more minutes. So we're going to do this, try to watch Jax and come back at you. And then today or tomorrow, we'll email you. But at least you know.
Yes. So thank you again for emailing us and participating. That was super fun. Yeah. So,
and then stay to the end of today's podcast for the new password for Lala's lip gloss.
Yes. And again, to email us, it's VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com, or you can tweet at us and DM us there or on Instagram. So feel free to enter it anyway. It was really easy to see, you know, who was coming in first, and that was,
yeah,
it worked really well.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump into the episode, man.
All right. So they kind of start at the end of last week when Brittany finds out and she's yelling at Jax that she's going to, if it's true, move out, take the dogs, and he can rot in hell.
Like, didn't you just feel like, I felt like they did a really good job of like making it how chaotic it is when you really are going through this. Like, yeah, when everyone knows a secret that you don't, it feels like how it did at this party. Like, the shots were like really fast. It was dark and like confusing. Like, you're like, wait, they're outside. Now they're inside. Oh shit, Lisa's sitting right there. And it's like all these people were like swirling around. Like, it really gave me the feeling of just like a choppy, horrible night for Brittany.
Yeah,
you know, like, it was just a hot mess. So it's chaotic. Sheena's, you know, going up to Jax and saying like, you didn't do it, did you? And he's, you know, just like waving his hands around,
and then he's like, I'm promising you, I did not do this. And then he's like, I'm with you every fucking minute. Like, basically, how could he? He's with her every minute. And he sounded so resentful, and like, basically, like, she has him chained to his, you know, to her ankle, like the ball and chain. Like, I'm with you every minute. How could I?
What did you think about Lisa being in some of these scenes, like right in the mix, like, and Faith apologizing to her, being like, yeah, Lisa, I'm sorry, you know, but I have proof.
I have proof. So that's what I think we'll see with these texts and, you know, Ariana screaming, it's not on my phone.
Okay, like, I have like a pop culture question.
Why
did
she bring out her phone right that second, though?
Yes, I agree.
Well, actually, she's smart. If she wants to be on multiple episodes,
walk away.
Very good move.
Babe. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a pop culture question?
Okay, yeah, I have a pop culture question because like Taylor Swift says this, and like they're like, I have the receipts. Is right. that, does that mean like a text, or you, like, it just means mm-hmm. proof?
Mm-hmm. Just proof in general.
Okay. Okay.
You know, whether it's an email, a picture, a text thread.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what the kids are saying these days.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I had that right. Okay. So, Brittany, it looks like Brittany really wanted to straight up confront Faith in that moment. And she says, you know, why is she running away? She's frustrated that she's not getting that moment with her to like look her straight in the face, or, you know, and really have it out with her, which, again, I think you're right about Faith being smart about walking away. It diffused the situation and made it to where Brittany had to flag an Uber by herself.
Oh,
like,
my God. Okay, well, it gives her, guarantees her more airtime. It also makes her look like, if she were to engage, like, I mean, she might be a little afraid of Brittany, too, because she, you know, some country ass could be whooped on Faith.
Well, and she, you could, I mean, Brittany was just ready to go.
Yeah, and so Faith may be like, okay, I don't want this to be a bad girls club scene.
Right.
So maybe I should walk away to
right.
keep some level of respect, even though I agree. Like, everyone on social media, I was like, she's lying. Okay, so there's redemption there from what we see tonight. But, I mean, I will agree that, was this the time and place? No, that was strategic. Yeah, she wants to be on the show, or wanted to, or something. Like, otherwise, you don't air this at a party when you're filming. But if she wants, you know.
I also heard like rumblings that the producers did not know about this story, like that this literally was brought and there was nothing known about it before it was shot. I don't know if that's true or not, but I did hear that.
Oh, so maybe they didn't capture as much as they would have planned to.
Yeah, or it just, I don't know, it just sounds like, whoa, like I would think they would kind of know what they were going to be filming when they went to go. You know, I don't
so
know.
Maybe they heard rumblings and then they're like, James, go talk to Faith. Because otherwise they wouldn't have had a camera on Faith.
Yeah. Yeah, true. The other thing that I want to talk about is, what is the little like little napkin called that's in your suit jacket? What's that little, like, you know?
Oh, I know.
Shoot.
It's not a handkerchief, but.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you see? Do you like
pocket square?
Did you like, James, how it was like glowing?
Oh, I didn't notice.
That's how like good of a DJ he is, that he like glows a little bit on stage. So they go over and they're like talking to James. And is that when Kristen is like, Jax, you know, Jax can suck a dick. Like, I think that Kristen is going to use her famous line as much as she can because she realizes it's a fan favorite.
And she needs a t-shirt line with something that will sell. Maybe people will buy that t-shirt.
Suck a dick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She should have done that with James May instead of her other whatever ideas.
I did like that in this scene, Brittany says to Kristen, tell Jax that he can't come home. So
she's like, I'm already on it.
Yeah. She's like, that was my idea. Remember, Brittany? Like, thanks for agreeing with me. But I liked how they let that come full circle, you know?
But yeah, but then poor Brittany gets like into this like red Uber by herself. And that like, it's Brittany. Yeah. It's like, how sad. Like, she's leaving alone.
And then what about her saying like, if this is true, I'm going to punch him in his fake nose.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was great. But yeah, her getting into the Uber by herself was sad.
Yeah, so he's not welcome home. Oh, my favorite part, not my favorite part, but Jax is so like, he just can't put in a fucking ounce of effort. Like, it's like, no, it's too much work. Like, he's like, I'm not going to go chase after her. And Sheena's like, you should. And that was like a great point. It's like, yeah, you really fucking should. Like, yeah. At least try.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to be alone, blah, blah, blah. But a try. Chase after her to the Uber.
I feel like Jax has shown us this part of him before, like with Stassi or any other girl.
Sandoval, like that on the beach in, what is it, season 3, when he's like, you feel nothing? He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine with everything. Like, he could just shut it off.
Yeah,
so quick.
It's like he won't engage in the banter when he knows he can't get anything out of it. Like, he right. knew at this point that there was no talking to her. And so he completely shuts off and is fine with being like, oh, well.
Yep.
And yeah, that's freaky.
He's so dismissive with the, you know, I'm with you every fucking minute. And then something he says later, which I wrote down and we'll address later. But, well, yeah, it's when we're in the apartment. I'll get to it then. But it just, I had to rewind and like, I can't believe he was just about to say what he was about to say. But
yeah.
Anyways, we'll just continue in order here.
So next, we go over to Lisa's pad and we see her car broker rolls up with a Rolls Royce.
The stars on the roof.
The ceiling of that car was so beautiful. Like, I couldn't even... When we went to that little wine mixer,
I was just going to say, like, when the umbrella came right out of the door.
Yeah, you sit in the back of this car and there, like, you hit this little button and a freaking umbrella comes out.
Well, actually, where we were was where Tamara and Eddie from OC Housewives got married, where they just did the finale of Megan's candle party. We went to a wine festival there and they had this Rolls there they were giving away and you could sit in it. And yeah, there was like, we're like, what's this for? And you press it and then. And a really nice umbrella too, like a full English, like sturdy Mary Poppins umbrella shoots out from the side of the door.
It was, I don't even know how they were letting people sit in that car. Like, it was insane. It was a beautiful car. Okay. So, they're unveiling the car and like how beautiful it is, Stassi rolls up and, she rolls up on the Rolls Royce and she, you know, is like, are you kidding me? Like, this is insane. And then I thought it was funny how Lisa's like to the guy, does it have gas in it?
Yeah.
Which is a good question because sometimes when you get a new car, like they'll...
kind of gas does this take?
I remember when I bought a brand new car, they gave me like a little gas card and I was able to go fill it up like down the street or something. So Lisa was just making sure that, you know, everything was taken care of and it was.
Stassi's like, have you ever purchased or gotten gas? And she's like, no.
And she's like, have you ever been to the grocery store? And Lisa's like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. But the gas thing isn't.
Which she's like, so this is just another Tuesday. And Lisa's like, oh, I'm very good at what I do. And Stassi goes in that, I guess I'm pretty vanilla at sex. I need to up my game if I want to get something other than this Toyota Solera. I don't know. She's doing something different now.
Remember she was able to finance a Mercedes.
Oh, like Kristen's 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Beamer.
Yeah, yeah. But this is new, though, so. But hearing her try to finance a car, like, brought back so many horrible memories for me. Like, yeah. Oh, God. Okay, so, I don't know.
Lisa's like, so you want to be an event planner as a job? It's like, insert eye roll for both of us on the, we're the people's couch right now. Eye roll, gasping, like, here we go again with the Katie assistant storyline. And how do we give Stassi more airtime and tie her into Sir? I know she won't be my assistant because we've already done that. But how about she throws a party at Sir, which is already decorated?
I mean, this to me is just so unbelievable because I feel like Stassi has really expressed that she's really not into being at Sir or being involved with it. So to hear that she is coming to Lisa and wanting to event plan is a strange notion to me.
She could never. Kristen could event plan. Stassi could never because A, she admits she doesn't like to work. Anytime anyone says they've got up at like 7, 8, 9 in the morning, she's like, gross.
And remember at the wedding, who was really helpful, Kristen, versus who wasn't?
Right.
Yes. So very good point.
And she doesn't like to, she'd be good telling everybody else what to do, but well, she wouldn't even know what to do.
But I will hand it to her that, and I think this is what Lisa likes about her. She's really good at bullshitting. Like when she sat there and was like, I've always been into, like, she sold me. And I know that she doesn't want to do that. And I was like, oh, she does want to do that. Either she's like really good at lying or something, because I was like, okay, she likes interior design. She wants to learn from Lisa. I mean, she did a great interview.
Yeah.
I was impressed. I mean,
and if she had done this a couple of seasons ago, it would be more believable because she did need a job and she needed something to do and something maybe creative that she could be good at if she got like more disciplined with herself. But I think she's kind of, you know, we know she's lazy as far as she doesn't like to work out. I think she's kind of lazy in her career. Like her podcast took off and then it's like been really lazy the last year.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, just the way she talks about others that have normal jobs. She's always like, ew, gross. Oh, I could never do that. Like event planning, it sounds fluffy, but there's so much to it that I think maybe if she was a couple years younger and not quite as, and I guess willing to work more. I mean, if she was a waitress, she'd be capable of working as an event planner with some training, not YouTube training, but she's past that point. She's too set in her ways now.
So Lisa tells her that the first thing she can get started on is planning Guillermo's birthday.
At Sir.
And
where James, she's like, and arrange a DJ or you'll have to work with the DJ. And this ties in to exactly, I gave Holly a nod, exactly what we talked about before, when they fake film Stassi walking in carrying like cords and a speaker or
speakers.
What are those things called that, not the speakers, but the
you know, power cord?
No, the black box things. You know, come on. It's like, I feel like such an idiot right now.
No, I don't. I saw her carrying speakers.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
But there's like a name for it in the band. Like, all right, I'll move on.
Like an amp?
Amp.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
like wasn't she carrying an amp or speaker?
Yeah.
And then she had cords around her neck, which,
it was ridiculous.
By the way, as we told you before, the party had already been going on for like 2 hours and she was the last to walk in, even though they all arrived together. They were all out on the sidewalk taking paparazzi pictures and tourist pictures for a good hour.
I mean, yeah, I feel like a good event planner would have already had everything there, but I can't wait to see what this storyline is going to be.
Yeah, the DJ did not need it. James had already been playing for an hour or two, but then they have her be the last one to walk in, and then we see like the production crew drape the cords around her neck and give her the speaker or amp to carry, and that's when Holly and I were like, right next to her on the patio, like, why are they having her carry that stuff in? Is she really on the outs with production? They're like, oh, hey, Stassi, can you help us? But now we know. They're trying to fake show us that she was an event planner and, like, hauling all the equipment in, which
okay, and then,
did not happen, was not true.
And then Lisa said something else where she's like, okay, yeah, you really need to, you know, figure out what niche you need to fill, and then you'll make a commission off of that. So it's like, so if she brings in the speakers and
after the show already started
and she schedules the DJ, she gets a commission off of the night, or a commission off, like, what the F is she getting a commission off of? The total sales of the night or something? How does,
which would be zero, since
any,
it was impossible.
Any
to
of
get
our
a drink.
Event planning listeners, let us know, you know, how this works.
Yeah.
But I really doubt that Stassi is working.
Very,
so.
Very fake storyline. Okay. So and then she tells her.
Yeah. And then I thought it was interesting that Lisa decided to ask about her personal life. Mm-hmm. And Stassi has to tell her that she's back with Patrick. And Lisa right away voices her, oh, yeah. No.
Lisa does a full eye roll as well.
Which I thought was interesting.
She's like, I said, you know, we should be moving forward, not backwards.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just think that I would freak out if my boss said that, or if people in my life were like, ooh, like, yikes.
So then we're transitioning back.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I have to say one more thing.
Yeah.
And then what did you think about how she kind of like got like a little like emo with her and was like, you know, so what do you think about this whole Britney thing? You know, she didn't deserve that. And you didn't deserve how he treated you either, Stassi. And it was kind of like this like weird thing where Stassi admitted that she cared for Jax in the same way that Britney cared for him, which I thought was weird. I mean, personally, I thought Stassi's relationship was shorter with Jax than Britney's. Like, Britney just seems like she is all in, and I know Stassi said she was all in with Jax too, but I thought it was weird how they compared that, and they both kind of like acknowledged it. Like, it was weird. Weird.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you're right.
And then she even suggested, like, you could always, you know, not get back with Patrick and get back with Jax. That, I mean, they were giving it to each other.
She likes to recycle. She likes to, like, not break up with guys and keep them dragging on. But remember season one when she's like in the confessional, I just know he's my soulmate. We'll be married for sure.
Yes. Ooh. Okay. And then it cuts to a commercial. And that commercial, I know a lot of you guys saw this on Twitter or Facebook, but there was a Pitch Perfect commercial, and our beloved Vanderpump Rules, part of our cast, was singing and performing with the cast of Pitch Perfect 3. So it was Kristen, James, T. Sandy, and Sheena. And I have to say, they all looked so good. It was so fun, so cheeky, and I really, really enjoyed it.
I said I thought Sandoval sounded better in this commercial than I've ever heard him at karaoke or in his band.
I think he has a really good voice. I mean, he has like
I just saw him an enjoyable IG story voice. Like a week ago, he was like playing guitar and singing, and it was like a little cringeworthy. I mean,
really?
It wasn't terrible, but it was like, ugh.
Like trying to, like straining it too much.
Do you know
or something?
Who has the worst voice
Who?
Ever?
Who?
Katie. Oh my God.
Wait, where have you heard her sing?
And their stories when they have their little slumber parties and their sing alongs. Her and Kristen. Kristen was playing guitar and doing all her little Fleetwood Mac songs and everything, which I love them. But Katie was singing, and it was, I mean, and it wasn't even like she was bad singing to be funny, because it was like 9 different songs and every song was like that. So let's just say it's like, I don't know. And the landslide, she's like, and the landslide takes me down. Like it's bad.
Tone deaf, like bad.
Tone deaf, always off key.
Well, and I mean, I don't know.
It's
like,
almost funny.
I haven't heard for myself, so I can't judge, but I do trust your judgment since you are a very good singer. So
no, it's not about that. It's like, I was like, whoa, because like it is funny when someone's singing and like, oh, you're bad. But like she was just doing it a lot. I'm like, well, if you're that bad, maybe it's more than a joke. Then I don't know. It was just kind of funny.
I just thought they all sounded so surprisingly good. I thought that each of their little parts was so their personality and so cute, and it was really a fun surprise to watch, even though when they Snapchatted this, I had an idea that this is what they were doing, but they really waited a long time to show it.
Yeah. No, but it was good. It was fun.
But super fun.
Okay, so speaking of songs and singing, as I was saying, we are transitioning over to Britney and Jax, and the music again is like the Jax and Britney music soundtrack. This one is like, save me from the specimen, because I can feel that something's happening, save me.
I mean, where the hell?
By the way, that's the bad singing, that's joking bad singing that I'm talking about. So please don't listen to Holly's, like, she can really sing. And then you guys are like, Holly, you're tone deaf if you think that's singing. That's joke singing.
Well, I've only heard you karaoke once, but I was so blown away that, I mean, yeah. She did Carrie Underwood better than Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah, right. That's not even possible. But anyways.
Well, it was really good. Okay.
Back to me. No. So the song, there's like three songs tonight that were over the top and so applicable, like strategically placed into the scene. So it's like, get me away from this specimen. I can feel something's happening. It's like she's about to confront Jax.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting that they open up and they're at Katie's apartment and she's up, you know, at the crack of dawn cleaning up beer cans. And so it's like, what happened there? Was Brittany sleeping over at their house or was Jax? Did you get that?
Jax must have been, because she was going home and she said for him not to come home.
Right. That's what I remember. So they must have like switched spots or something. That was confusing.
But then later we find out that those beer cans were probably Schwartz's, because
he's hammered.
He's been drinking since Sheena's party straight into Jeremy's party. And then the next day when they went to Gay Pride, I'm like, I could not hang with these people. Oh, my God.
Yeah. By that point, I felt like Schwartz looked like green. You know, like he gets
It was like he went through the dishwasher or something. I was like, what the hell is going on? He looked like New Orleans on the toilet, like sweaty, all disheveled. And you're like, ew.
But so Katie asked Brittany, you know, like, how are you?
Oh, and then
how are you feeling?
Brittany's like, what a thirsty little bitch.
Yeah, she's still pissed and, you know, she's...
So that's, I mean, I won't disagree with you, Brittany, but just don't be one of those girls that just blames a girl. It's like, Jax is the one that cheated on you. Yeah, she was your friend. I mean, obviously not close friend. And it's shitty. It was horrible. It's disgusting. But he's the one that cheated. So don't be like going back with him, which you have. And just blaming on a thirsty little bitch. He knows how to say no.
And I don't know. Like, I feel like the word thirsty is being thrown around a lot with...
It's like AF.
Yeah. With a lot of things. Like, with any of the people who aren't, you know, major cast members or whatever. I don't think, like... I think for Brittany to call someone thirsty, I don't know, that rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. Because...
Yeah.
I know she's so nice and everything and this and that, but she could be called thirsty for how she got on the show. Well, did you also hear
Kristen even said? She's like, I mean, I know Brittany said she didn't want to watch the show before she met Jax. Whether or not she did, I don't know. Like, she kind of questioned that.
I mean, I think everyone has.
We've questioned
that.
Interesting little, I mean, we'll get to this in a minute, but Holly pointed out her running off to Vegas after a fight is exactly what she did with Aaron.
Yeah, as he said on our podcast that you can listen to, go back and find the episode with Aaron Miller. He literally tells us verbatim that they got into a fight and that she ran off to Vegas. Although she
invited him.
Yeah, he was.
The next day she slept with Jax. So right. She gets mad. She books a flight to Vegas. Then probably a day went by and she felt bad. So she invited Aaron to Vegas. He couldn't go or said no.
I mean,
and then she cheated on him and met Jax.
That part is
repetitive. I mean, you know, patterns.
But circles. It's also relatable. Like, it's, I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's. It's just, I think that's why she keeps saying that she's embarrassed.
We've
because,
all either done it or we have the friend that's done
yes,
it.
Yes. And you're just like, oh my gosh. But then they can't help it, or you can't help it, or I can't help it. Okay. And then she says that she's just feeling really embarrassed and that she has had these gut feelings that he has done this before. And come on, us as viewers of the show have had this feeling that he has done it before.
And when you have the feeling, it's like 99%. You have a feeling for a reason. And that's why girls will break into emails or text messages, is because they already have a feeling. what they do is wrong. Yeah, you shouldn't break into whatever, but you're doing it because you feel something and your instinct is usually right.
Yeah.
And then she also found the fake eyelashes on the dresser.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so in this scene, well, I guess it's when she's done talking to Katie, Jax comes over, they tell him to leave. But what I have when Jax and Brittany are talking, this is what I had to like rewind and watch again. She's like yelling at him and she's like, after everything I've done for you, like, you know, moved here, left my family, after everything I've done for you. And he, in that moment, go back and watch it. He looks flabbergasted. He looks horrified. And he goes, everything you've done. And then he stops himself, which was smart.
Right.
But you could tell he was about to say, I'm the one that's done everything for you. That's
and
exactly
I feel,
what he was going to say.
I feel like all she did wrong there was she phrased it wrong. She should have just said, I have given up so much for you. I've given up being with my family. I've given up,
yeah,
you know, having my privacy and freedom by being on this stupid show with you. You know, like, that's what she was really saying. But I think she said it wrong. And Jax, you're right. He almost called her out on it. And he shut his mouth. And then he did something so strange. He literally said, yes, I did it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't think that he can relate to her saying, I've given everything up for you, because he doesn't understand what she's talking about, because he doesn't have those relationships. I know he
I
says,
agree.
Oh, I'm close with my dad. I'm close with my mom. Okay, you see your dad once a year. You see your mom once a year. We know this from your, you post everything. So you're taking vacations. You're doing club appearances. Your dad's dying. You saw him once this year. Not, there's no judgments. We all have to like live our lives and everything. But she has a different relationship with her family, with her friends. We've seen the way he treats his best friends, the way he treated Sandoval on the beach, you know, shit he's under, when he threw Schwartz under the bus, you know, about the cheating. Like, he doesn't know how to have a friendship like Brittany knows how to.
Right.
And he doesn't have the same kind of family closeness, despite what he thinks or says,
which
as
is,
she does.
Which is just the problem overall. I mean, that really...
So he can't understand what she means by she's given everything up for him.
Right, right.
And he doesn't get it.
And I also think it explains why they're not on the same page in their relationship, because he, like you said, he doesn't get it. So that's really hard for them to be talking about the same thing with different experiences.
Yeah. It's like different cultures.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
I guess that's like back in the day when they're like, you're supposed to marry like someone of your same religion. Like my parents, the freaking local church wouldn't marry them because my dad was Catholic. And my mom was, oh, it's 11-11. Make a wish, everyone. My mom was Lutheran and that was like scandalous. But I guess it's all relative. They're like, well, you should have things in common or come from the same kind of background so that you relate to one another.
Right.
I mean, we take that now these days as like being racist or something. Which obviously it's like, no, we all come from different backgrounds. It's like we've evolved. Let's not like that. That's archaic, a way of thinking. But, you know, in a way it's like race obviously doesn't matter, but maybe something like what type of relationships do you have is more important in determining how long your marriage will last. I don't know. Or your relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you have to have the same respect for relationships and the same goals to be able to understand one another. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Talking and out loud.
That's yeah, no, that's definitely one of their problems. But she's like straight up yelling like, I fucking hate you. Like she's
we're done, we're broken up, I'm going to Vegas to be single.
Yeah. And
so she does say they broke up.
Yeah.
She tells her friends, I broke up with him. I broke up with him before he even admitted it. Okay, so let's get into him admitting it.
Yes. Okay.
He admits it. he's like, I didn't want to say it in front of Katie. He's like, but yes, it's true.
Yeah, he says, yes, it's true. And she responds with, rot in hell.
Yeah.
Rot in hell. You're a liar. I hope it was worth it.
Yeah.
And
so I'm surprised he did it that quickly and didn't lie for several more episodes.
But dude,
I think he's getting old and tired. He doesn't have the patience to do it.
I also think he really knows how to work Brittany. I think that that's how you diffuse her. Is he ripped that Band-Aid off. He knows the sooner that he does that with her, it's going to be better. And I almost could see like a flicker in her eye, grateful that he did admit it.
At least he's being honest right, with me.
And like basically what he did was he like switched it up so people could say he's changing. Mm. And like he played it. You could tell he was like, yeah. I don't know. There was something in that that he admitted it.
Well, she fell for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's going to Vegas to go visit her friend Kara and go whoop it up a little bit. And it was sad how the dogs were scared by them yelling and fighting. Yeah,
Kingsley was under the bed hiding and stuff. And then she's like, I'm sorry, I have to leave. That was cute.
Yeah.
So she's going to see Kara, which we were trying to figure out my timing of when I talked to Kara's friend at the bar, the bartender. And it was like 2 months later. So no wonder he said, oh, no, she hates him. That's still fresh. So,
yes,
I thought she hated him just from the beginning and from the Jackson Brittany stuff. But oh, no, that was just the beginning of.
Yeah. Now it's all starting to make more sense for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we, in the midst of all this, we go to Pump and James and Raquel sit down with LVP and
Lisa's like, could your shorts be any shorter? And then she flashes back to Brittany's interview and like the lingerie.
Now, I still thought that Brittany's was more inappropriate than Raquel's. Like, I didn't think her shorts were that short and her top was like high enough and everything. Like, it was that looked okay. The shorts were short, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they were going to like a hangout summer party. But I guess if she's asking her for a job or something, you would just change afterwards.
Right. Yeah, totally.
She probably should have wore like a sundress or something.
So this was,
but Lisa was funny. She's like, well, if you do come to work, please try to make your shorts shorter.
Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't say like, put your trousers on or something. Trousers. So this was amazing. So Raquel's like, so yeah, I wanted to see about working at like Vanderpump Dogs because like I like dogs.
Yeah.
And
I was just pleasantly surprised it wasn't Sir.
Yeah, I was too. And then when she said Vanderpump Dogs, I was like, that's how they're going to bring up Vanderpump Dogs. I was wondering how, you know, they were going to do it. And here we go.
And it gives her a charity to put on her pageant.
Absolutely.
Thing.
And then Lisa goes to her, now what do you do? Yeah. And she's like, what do you mean?
What does that mean?
Like, okay, like let's talk about who nailed the interview better, Stassi or Raquel. She like wasn't even prepared for that question. I mean,
first of all, I'm a student, but I also work as a model. I've been in the pageant circuit.
Yeah. Like, I'm working on becoming Miss Blah Blah. I mean,
she's like, I'm a model.
I mean, how is this girl gonna do in the Q&A section of the contest? Like, that was very alarming. Yeah. Like, the first thing you learn about interviewing in like the pageant world is you repeat the question back if you need time to think. Mm-hmm. And then you answer it properly. Like, her, I mean, it was like deer in the headlights.
Did you watch Miss USA?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I always watch. So I was home. Oh, was it Miss? No, it was Miss Universe. And I was home. And so I watched it with one of my sisters and my mom. And I've had a knack from it since like junior high school, grade school, probably.
Picking the winner.
And like the valedictorian even mentioned me in her valedictorian speech 2 times. Once for Blackberry Pie.
Really?
Full circle with Vanderpump. Blackberries are like the crux of my life. So once for a Blackberry Pie, but the second time was that I taught her who's going to win Miss Universe. Because it used to always be like Miss Venezuela. Lately, it's been Colombia.
Yeah.
But this year, I was like, no, it's been Colombia too much, so it's not going to be her. I'm like, I think South Africa, because I don't know that South Africa's ever won. And it's on trend right now. I just feel it. And I was right.
Nice. Yeah, I thought it was going to be like Peru or something. Or
yeah, and I think,
I really liked her.
I did too. I thought she had it, and then yeah.
I didn't really like South Africa very much. I think it was Peru that I liked, and the first runner up.
Yeah.
But I could just, it's been South American for too long, so I could just feel the, I don't know, the energy of it. Whatever. We were totally off topic. So anyway,
Raquel, asked if she can work at Vanderpump Dogs, and I was kind of like LOLing that Lisa tells her that she can start out by being a volunteer.
Yeah.
And you could see that like that smile kind of drooped a little bit on Raquel, like a volunteer.
And Logan works there too, right? Isn't that what Jeremy told us? And then I thought I heard a reference somewhere.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good...
I thought Jeremy had said that he works at... When we asked about Logan, and he said... Because you thought he worked for Lala, but he's like, oh, he's more James's friend. And then I think he said he worked at Vanderpump Dogs.
Oh, but I don't know if he works there or if
he's a volunteer. I'm not sure.
Huh.
But yeah, so the best part was James being James. And you got to give it to him. The guy has hustle.
Yeah, so then he hits up Lisa. So they like take care of that business. And he's like, so by the way, Lisa, I was wondering if... And she's like, oh boy, like here we go.
Saturday night or Friday night.
Yeah, and she's like, how about maybe Tuesday? And he's like, oh, this is just so magical. Yes, like I, you know...
I'll see you next Tuesday. It was just like that moment on that Andy Cohen reunion a couple seasons ago when he's like... Andy, I'm just upset. You haven't asked about my Pump Session CD once. And Andy's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. It was good.
It was all about Raquel and getting a job. And he's like, by the way, he cracks me up.
And then I love how he's totally like Eddie Haskell in the fact that he's like, yeah. I just really missed you, Lisa. I miss, you know.
Wait a minute. Daryl, are you there? Are you back, Daryl? Holly knew a reference. She referenced Eddie Haskell. I can't believe it. I can't believe you know who that is. I'm so happy.
Yeah, Daryl, where are you? Like, what is going on? We feel so abandoned.
Daryl.
Earth to Daryl.
Yeah.
Come on, Daryl. We were thinking that maybe like you took like a break and you're back for the new season. So
I need you to help me out with my like old sitcom pop culture things that I reference that Holly has no idea. It makes me feel better that someone gets it. Okay, anyways, so
then we go to Jeremy's B-Day party, and I was really hoping they were going to show more than they did of like the people and everything, because we were looking for some of his friends.
Well, like you said, and Ariana said too, like last year we heard from Jeremy and Pirate and Edmund that like Jeremy's birthday party was like popping off, like crazy shit happened, and they filmed it, and it was right after the Summer Bodies episode or party. So everyone was shocked that they didn't air his birthday last year because everyone came off that scandal and into the next party. So there was drama, but they cut the scenes. So this year they showed his birthday, but
it was good. Like there definitely was some pieces in there.
I mean, probably the best part was Schwartz's hair when he started crying. And I thought he was crying because he was talking about Jax, and like I thought he started crying because like he's like he was doing so good with Britney, and I thought, and then he started to cry, and I'm like, oh, is he really bummed, you know, for them? And,
yeah.
And then Sandoval's like, what's wrong, buddy? What's wrong, little buddy? And he's like, I have no drive. I have no drive. I don't know. I could do it.
Like. Those two are, I don't even know what to, like, their faces are like nothing I've ever seen. Like, I honestly would like to know from like a Vanderpump Rules filming crew insider, did they bust up laughing after that scene? Because there's no way that they, like, they are like huddled up and freaking like T. Sandy's outfit, dude, with like his buttoned up shirt, like all the way up to his neck. For some reason,
it must have been hot.
For some reason, it reminded me of the lead singer of Alien Ant Farm. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know how he wears his shit like way up to his neck? That I don't know why it reminded me of that, with his little hat on and the way they huddled up and got emotional with each other. Like, I cannot.
I think T. Sandy was laughing at first when Schwartz was crying and talking about how he had no drive.
I mean, his face.
He was laughing and then he started crying.
I've never seen, like, his face contort in the way that it did. Like, Schwartz was like trying to cry, but was also like super hammered. So it just came out like a like jumbled like, whoa.
It was very New Orleans-esque.
Yes. Yes.
Reminiscent of that scene. But then T. Sandy got into the moment with him, and then we saw probably the best gif of the season that will be floating around. I've already seen it three times tonight with his spray tan tears streaking down his recently spray tanned face. Ariana even like retweeted it and said,
I mean, it's
problems
so,
of a fresh spray tan or something.
It's so good.
I mean, they're like track marks.
Yeah, it's like the line in the sand is like being drawn down his face, like for their friendship. You know, he's like, I will do anything for you, man.
I will
never
lose my spray tan.
I'll never leave you. Like, I'll always support you. What did you think about them mentioning that this is the second party that Katie wasn't invited to?
That doesn't bode well for Schwartz, who's the one that said it. He's like, this is my second party in 12 hours, or the second party in 12 hours that Katie hasn't been invited to that I've also attended. I was just like cringing. My shoulders were like Doty, you know, crunching.
Yeah.
Him. I was like, oh, eeks, don't bring that up. Like, I'm sure obviously Katie knows, but she's going to rewatch this and maybe get re-pissed, like off camera, of course.
I feel like he's really trying to mention her a lot. Like, he's really trying to convince us, like, my wife, like, oh yeah, my wife. I don't know. I feel.
And then Sunday, so I'm assuming it's Sunday or whatever, then they go to Gay Pride in Long Beach without her. So
yes.
3 full days of the weekend he spends without Katie.
And like, let's talk about,
why,
like,
did she go to Gay Pride with
off
him?
Topic a little,
oh, was
bit.
Was she scared? Were there helicopters again?
I don't know, but like, these are all filming opportunities that she missed. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like, you think you'd be like, oh, I'll go so you can get film time. Like, she clearly does not care and is fine with letting him move into
she
the limelight.
Gay Pride.
Yeah. Hmm. And I feel like Lisa would appreciate that. She's done a lot for her.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, she contributed to the wedding. She gave her that, you know, booming assistant career position. But really, seriously, like, Katie, why weren't you at Gay Pride?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then what did you think about when...
At least just to spend time with your husband since you haven't seen him all weekend.
Right, right.
Maybe just support some people. Support your boss. Support your husband and his best friend, business partner. I don't know. Lots of reasons.
And it would possibly make up for when she didn't attend last year.
Right, she didn't go because she was scared of the helicopters and the giant tanks that didn't exist.
Yeah. And then so T. Sandy presents Jeremy with a new house key. And we find out that he is moving in with Tom and Ariana again. And Tom lets us know that last time he was there, that kind of put like a strain on the relationship between him and Ariana. But now they're going through a little bit of a dry spell, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's like weird.
It was really weird.
Yeah. But they do, we know this from Jeremy's podcast, T. Sandy does give him styling tips.
Yes, and he lets him borrow clothes, and he said that once like he wears them, then he wants them back. I thought that was funny too. Like, you know, like when you see someone wear something and it looks good and you're like, hey, actually I want that back.
Right.
And then we get a little Logan James action in this scene too, where they're kind of talking about like, hey, like, why isn't Faith here? That's weird. Like, well, I guess she wouldn't show up. And you know, they're kind of both saying like, well, it does take two to tango. Like, it's not just Faith's fault. And,
right,
you know, so everyone is still talking and reeling about the whole Jax and Brittany thing.
Oh, you know what? I have. Okay, so I guess Jax hadn't admitted it yet. So
yeah, it happens right here.
Okay, so because I have down, go back, you guys, and look at his nose twitching and his jaw just grinding while Brittany's talking, and like as he admits to it, but before he admits to it, it's just like a frenzy of facial activity going on. Like, yeah, that's all I have to say about that. It was just very noticeable.
Yeah.
So then he justifies it kind of saying, we were in a bad place. It's like, oh, you mean like she was ordering Postmates and on the couch? So that meant you could go cheat on her?
Did you see the little ad where Katie and Tom are advertising for Postmates? Oh my God. It was on after the Pitch Perfect thing on Facebook. I got to show you. Oh. So they are literally repping Postmates. And she's like, hey, Bubba, like, do you want to go get it? It's the robot. And there's a freaking Postmates robot on their sidewalk out in WeHo in front of their dumpy apartment. And like he goes out there and he's like, oh, cool. And like opens up the little robot like cooler, pulls his bag out and goes back into his apartment.
No, I didn't see that.
So maybe is that why Jax maybe dropped in that line about Brittany keeping Postmates in business? Like, why didn't he say, like, you know, Brittany keeping Uber Eats in business or Brittany keeping in Grubhub in business? Right.
Like a DoorDash or Ellie, right. But yeah.
Yeah. Instacart.
I never use Postmates.
I used to until they were
their selection's shitty. They cancel shit all the time. I use DoorDash and they're super reliable. I used to do LA Bite even down here. They're the best. And then Grubhub bought them out and they suck ass. So I'm pretty religious to DoorDash.
Back in the day, I used to use Restaurants on the Run.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really do delivery things because my apartment is really hard to deliver to.
Totally.
But I mean, I use Amazon Prime now a lot.
Yeah.
So I'll just like order ingredients. Well, and you did the Prime
Fresh and everything like that.
Yeah.
Or the 2 hour shit.
Yeah. The Prime Now. Like it comes in an hour.
Oh, Prime Now. Yeah. Holly and I were at Heather McDonald's like comedy show when Tamara was with her at the improv, and literally like her husband's family was coming over and he's like, Holly, we don't have anything to drink. She's like, just Prime Now some Cokes. And he's like, how do I do this? And she's like, just forget it. And like, she did it herself from the improv. And I was like, wait, you're having Cokes delivered? And like now? Like, I didn't even know.
I've had stuff like delivered on like
been a really good commercial
on like Christmas Eve. Like Ronnie like opened up some toys and there's of course there's no batteries. And so I like got batteries and like something else like and boom, it's there. I mean, it's so good.
Huh.
Super convenient, but super dangerous too.
No, I did it at when I was house sitting at Michaela's because I had the baby and I can't figure out the car seat situation. It just stresses me out. So I just don't leave.
Sometimes you have to. I mean, it's like it's sometimes it needs to be done. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just figured out Prime Now and I did it there.
Yeah. Or it's like trying to buy like a case of water and having a baby with you does not work. Like you can't like grab that. It's just like, all right, just bring it up the stairs.
I have water delivered.
Yeah.
Not just the glass bottles, but I have cases.
Yeah. Okay. So we kind of went over the whole Brittany and Jax thing, the rotten hell. I hope it was worth it.
Sheena says Brittany can come stay with her if she needs to.
Yes. Okay, so we're back at the party now, at Jeremy's party, and Schwartz lets out the zinger and says, well guys, Jax has had a rough 24 hours. And Ariana says, Jax is the last person that we're worried about right now. Like, give me a break. Like, oh, poor Jax. He's had a rough 24 hours, you know, wondering what's going to happen since he's a cheater.
Yeah.
I also noticed that Ariana and Raquel were matching in their outfits, but they did not show them together at the party. But in the interview, she's wearing like a really cute yellow top. And so is Ariana. So I think that
off the shoulder.
Yeah, it was like a very popular summer, like mustard yellow color. Looked really cute on both of them.
And then there's another song.
Oh, can we talk about what Schwartz is wearing? Like, does he really have to be wearing like those Adidas slide shoes? Like the little like it looks like he like just got out of the spa or like done playing soccer with
his
like
wears Crocs and another moment of his life.
Oh my God, totally.
It is a very Minnesota thing, so I'm quite sure he's
I feel like he would like live for a clog. Yes, and like shuffling his feet around.
Did you listen to Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop with AJ Benza?
The beginning part. I got
Okay, there's
maybe 30 minutes in or something.
Well, yeah, he's pretty aggressive, but there's two parts. He does give major juice, but he was talking about.
We started listening to it.
I mean, he was also a huge player, but he would wear clogs all the time. He's like,
yeah. I heard him say that.
I'm a clog man. I'm a clog man. And she's just like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of made me laugh.
Yeah, it was funny. I heard that part.
So the song, I wish I could forget. Whoa. I wish I could forget. Whoa. Everything said to me. Whoa. And then they pan to Brittany calling Sherry.
Okay, and really quickly, since you just brought up the music and we're speaking about the production of the show,
yeah.
I would just like to give a huge shout out to the drone operator on this show this season. You guys have really just stepped it up. Those aerial shots are just, I mean, you guys are really cranking it out on the drone.
You're really like giving the boom operator a run for his money.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I love an aerial shot of Jackson Brittany's apartment. I love an aerial shot of Jeremy's birthday party. Like, I really like being in the sky looking down at it. It just gives me like a whole nother, you know, dimension of where they are in WeHo.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, it was like every other shot was like zooming around on the drone. It's
the
like, okay, we get it. Like, there's you guys are using a drone. Woo! Like, it was a lot. I felt like it was like a lot. But whatever. Okay, yes. Yeah, so Brittany calls her mom, Sherry, and
oh no,
this was heartbreaking. But I have to say, I was semi disappointed that she didn't say, "But Brittany, he showed me the ring that he was gonna that he was designing for you." Like, I was just kind of hoping that like she would say something. I think though she will. I'm sure we're gonna hear more from Sherry. And I saw that she did tweet and say, like, I just want to get on a plane. And
where was Zach? I mean, he was at the party, but like, it's her best friend. Had he left already? Because I would have thought maybe he would have gone home with her. Just speaking of everything we speculated and said last week, like, we believe it's true because Zach still hates Jax. Well, now we know why. But I'm just thinking about it. He wasn't in this episode.
You know, I'm wondering what I thought Zach was going to be. A bigger, I mean, maybe he's going to come, but I feel like Logan is like really overshadowing him.
Well, he's in the group shot and Zach isn't.
Yeah. What's up?
Do you hear Katie and Kristen talking about, yeah, there's some hanger-ons, and but they really like Zach, so I don't think they were talking about him.
Yeah.
He seems to get along with everybody like Brittany does. Like, literally, he's friends with Sheena, Ariana, Stassi, Kristen, Katie. Like,
do you think if you were like, if you were Kristen and Katie, that you would be bitter about hanger-oners? Like, I'm wondering if I was a, you know, what do they call them? A main...
primary.
A primary. Like, do you think you're just constantly annoyed by someone getting a come up by your show that you call them hanger-oners?
Well, I mean, they've said it many times and Kristen said it again. It's because, I mean, they think they're 100% responsible for the success of the show. And yes, I do agree with them. However, I mean, it's like, let's look at the Jersey Shore or the Hills. You know what? There's probably other colorful characters that could have been cast as well. And a lot of times some people, you know, whatever, other shows too, the first season, you know, they end up replacing people with the people that work out better. So I don't think, you know, it is a combination and the fact that they were friends, but like, not one of them could stand on their own. It is a group thing. So to be so like, oh, we are this show, and to be so nervous and insecure and like whatever they are with up and comers or newcomers, the way they were with Lala, they were, you know, with others. It's, I guess they're just nervous and insecure, but at the same time cocky that they feel so like, you know what, the show could go on with other people.
But then it's weird because, yeah, like you said, they are accepting of other people and they keep their mouth shut about them. Like, I've never heard them say anything about Brittany.
Well, because what has Brittany ever done to them? People that, and I'm not saying Brittany,
but she's
her ass.
She got a spinoff.
Yeah. And well, I think we all heard that not everyone was super excited about that, but they accepted it just because what can they say about her? She's never done anything mean or shady to anybody.
But if I hearing the way that the other people have, you know, they are definitely aware of thirsty people mm-hmm. or people who are possibly gunning for things. Although Brittany comes off very sweet and everything, you could possibly say that she is on a very fast track to yeah. fame. Yeah. And I would be very worried about her if I was the other people, because she's well liked. She keeps getting things handed to her.
You know what would be good?
What?
You know, they're always like, when Stassi was single, oh, is she going to have a spinoff? Like Single Stassi or Stassi in the City?
Single Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think people would like to watch that because they want to root for her.
Do you think that they would root for Stassi and Brittany doing something together? Both victims of Jax?
I mean, maybe. Maybe that's Stassi's shot. Because the thing is, I'm not saying no one would watch Stassi Single in the City. People love her or hate her. Like, she'd have half the audience. Probably everyone would watch Brittany.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but maybe that's what they were testing. Maybe they were testing the waters with how she...
Because it might be too boring if she comes off too... If she doesn't show that side of her that we know she has.
Yeah.
The side that she got in spunky fights with not just Jax, but Aaron. And then, like, would take off to Vegas in a revenge... I'm single now. I'm going to act like I'm single. You know what
right,
I mean?
Like,
she's got that side.
Right, I
and
agree.
Thank God she does, because otherwise she'd be too perfect and too boring.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, now, technically, we have single Stassi, mm-hmm. single Sheena, and single Brittany, if that turns out to be true. So, yeah. I mean, we really could get something popping. Well, I mean,
not according to social media. They're sticking together and insisting they're broken up. But Jax has also been tweeting... for months, we've never broken up. All these stories are lies. It's like, well, she says it on the show. I broke up with him. Granted, she came back 2 days later and slept with him. So maybe he didn't consider that a real breakup.
Yeah. So to go back off of my comments.
It's like the Ross and Rachel. We were on a break.
Right. Like from the beginning of seeing on social media, this was such a great episode. I guess I just feel, I don't know what I'm supposed to feel. Am I supposed to be like, I cannot believe that this happened to Brittany. How could Jax do that? That son of a gun. But yet she's with him right now. She's obviously already forgiven him and trying to move past this. So should I just not get involved with this and support their relationship? Or should I be mad at it? It's a very confusing.
Like you said earlier, Holly was like, it's hard to empathize with her right now because all we see on social media is them together every day, smiling, laughing.
And I understand that, like, in this episode, I'm seeing her hurt. And so maybe that happened and maybe she did heal and she's moving on. But I don't know. It's really like I feel weird getting worked up and being like, how dare you, Jax? Like, because obviously she said that and then got over it.
I mean,
so,
it's kind of like fool me once, shame on me, or shame on you, fool me twice. We already saw his abuse in Jax and Brittany, and now we're seeing this abuse. So now it's like, Brittany, how much are you going to take? Like,
yes, it's actually feeling a little Stassi Patrick-ish.
Yeah.
When
her fans were all mad when she got back together.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that in a second.
Yes.
So while we do empathize with her, it's just kind of like, we don't know if this is real or fake.
Right.
Holly, before we watch the episode, she was mad and pissed off because she thinks we've all been played and that this whole thing is fake, that you didn't think he slept with Faith, that you're even questioning if he ever slept with Kristen, that we're all being played right now. And this is just
That's
a Hills scripted show.
It's my theory is that... I think we're being played. I really do. I think this is a storyline. And I don't want to say that because I'm not trying to ruin it for myself. I'm not trying to ruin it for you guys. But I can't get it out. It's just my first like feeling about it. And I can't shake it.
See, I can believe this, but I've always struggled getting past how you can be best friends, Stassi and Kristen and Sandoval and Jax, after what supposedly happened. Like, I can't get my head around that. Never have been able to. So that being a fake storyline, that... plays with me. This one, I can go that route too, but I can also believe it. So I don't know. I mean, I want to live in this fairy tale.
Yeah,
and keep thinking it's like everyone that was into the Hills. No, we don't. We want it to. You know, and then it was all lies.
I mean, I was like so into the Hills, but I feel like let's give it some more time. I need to hear from Faith. I need to hear and I need to see the receipts.
We need to ask her.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, until we need some more info, some more intel.
Okay. So not a lot happened in Long Beach. I mean, I loved Ken's hat.
He appreciated Tom and Ariana coming down. Yeah, and
doing the floggy scene.
I want to point out that T. Sandy's little panties made another scene.
and his like farmer's tan. I liked as he kept talking about
I feel like he has great legs, and it's like the second time that I've noticed that. Like, he is definitely doing his squats, because like his thighs, like when he like flexes them, it's like very cut.
Yeah, he actually looks thicker and more muscular than like I think when he's just in pants, he looks skinny.
Yeah. Bony. I mean, you can just tell like when you see his little panties, like you can tell that he's not gross. Just like a skinny dude, he works out for that body. You can tell.
So I like as he kept bringing up their dry spell. Ariana gets her payback. She's like, well, he doesn't clean up after himself. He plays video games all day. He wants to go karaoke 6 nights a week. He went to Vegas on my birthday, and he inserted himself into my cocktail book. So I'm like, okay, she got her payback. Like, he's like, dry spell. She's like, well, pay attention, maybe.
Yeah. And then like, as they started talking about it, she's like telling him like, yeah, like I heard that like, it's about like, you like get into it and like, you can like tell if your partner like wants it or not. And like, you could tell they both got like super turned on and like started making out like hungrily at each other. It was like really awkward. So good luck to them on that dry spell. It looks like it worked though, because I think she purchased like one of the little like whips, and Tom seemed to like definitely be into it.
I have two of those in my closet right now.
Oh boy.
I have a really long one, like a 9 foot long whip.
TMI.
Yeah. No, we had a like fetish party, so that's why I have it.
Oh my god,
I've never used it outside of a party. And then one of those short ones with the fringe that does nothing. I think that's kind of what she was using. I'm like, that's like, it would hurt more to like fling my ponytail holder at you than that thing.
Yeah.
My scrunchie. If I used my fingers correctly and aimed it, my scrunchie would hurt more. Okay, so Stassi's apartment. Kristen comes over. She's so excited. Her and Man Bun are back together, that she's going to start planning their wedding.
Yeah, she loves their connection. She just, you know, is team Stassi and Patrick. Okay, so this is kind of like our first time getting to know Patrick. We know him through Stassi's podcast. We know him through some of his radio shows, whatever. I am unprepared in how I feel about him right now. I was surprised that I am not into him.
Yeah, no, I wrote down Cape Cod douche.
And also
luxury like a Cape Cod douche. But yeah, we'll get into that.
The podcast that he did with her is the first. I immediately knew I wasn't a fan of his from the way that he talked to her and the way that I could tell that his attitude was. He half has a personality that Stassi needs, and then the other half she does not need. The part that she needs is someone that keeps her in line. But yeah, the other half was like a little.
Well, I think he comes off as he thinks he's above or better than. And that intimidates her and challenges her. And so she also thinks that she's aspiring to something more royal. So she's like on her best behavior with him.
Which is like uncomfortable. Like, yeah. I feel like
he stifles her instead of like, it should be like, oh, you make me a better person. It's more like behave.
Right.
The way he was talking to her, I felt was very parental and preachy and lectury.
But rather than meeting him at that level, she turned into a child and was like, daddy, but aren't you proud that I have a podcast? Right. Like that, where it was like, or tell me what that word means again.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, dude, like, come on. you do have a very successful podcast and you are on it. Like,
And the fact that I'm all about vocabulary. Don't get me wrong, but I got, like, Shep is a good example. It's like, sometimes you just sound pretentious and condescending when you're just throwing out words that aren't used. Yes, it's great. You know, more words. I love that. It's great. But most people aren't using certain words in a day-to-day conversation. So when you throw them out awkwardly, it just is kind of like, oh, are you trying to let me know how intelligent you are?
Right. Or as when you like use it as like a cliffhanger in the conversation. So the person is left like, what?
And you know that they're not sure what it means.
Right. And you are hoping that you got it right. Like you can tell like when the person is like, they're trying a word out on you. Yeah. You know?
So he kind of had that like Shep thing going with him. But I don't know. The man bun with the capri pants. I mean, they weren't exactly capri. They were like clam digger length. With the no socks and the penny loafers, it was very.
I actually call
Cape
those
Cod douchebag.
Those pants like this is probably like a little bit of a Pedal like shirts. Old school reference now because it hasn't happened for a while. But here in California, we had El Nino, so I call those El Ninos because like the flood water is like coming up, you know, like El Ninos. But I mean, he looked very stylish, but I don't know what. I'm not going to get too mean.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just, it wasn't for me, but it was perfectly fine. And like, obviously a lot of these guys on the show are very metro and whatnot. It's not like everybody has their own taste and style and that's fine. It's just, you know, just describing what we saw, but it was more what I didn't like more than, I don't care about his outfit or his man bun. It's just more like kind of the way he spoke to her. But I also did notice like, it was probably, especially for a guy like that, that he comes off as he probably knows everything, or he certainly thinks he knows more than she does. But then when the waiter came, did you notice she ordered everything?
Yeah.
And there was a little scene. I was like, oh, she just emasculated him. Like the man should be doing the ordering from his perspective or from her Southern roots perspective. But she just like made the decisions and ordered, which I mean, I would do too. But
yeah.
I've also been accused of like making the decisions and it's men often don't like that, so it's just something I noticed because I've done it, and so maybe that's when he's like gets into his lecture preachy mode. I don't know, it just seemed parental, and like I think that would get really old in that you know, because then he's like, oh, if people only knew how crazy you were. Like he was discounting her a lot, you know.
Yeah. And I think I'm wondering if they like thought that would come across as cute and like banter-ish.
Yeah.
But it came off as like
condescending. Oh, because then he's like, oh, wait, now you're an event planner?
And she liked it. Like that was the other thing is you could see on her face like she loves being like made fun of and getting challenged because then she can fight with them. And that's... they have said that's a problem in their relationship. I think they sit there and he says stuff and then she says stuff back. Then they get into a fight. He leaves and the whole pattern happens again.
It's kind of like the whole theory of like the LA dungeon or S&M when like a lot of the clientele that want to be submissives are like CEOs. The ones that are usually boss bitches in their lives, then they like maybe the domination in the other part of their lives.
Right.
So she's like a boss bitch in her life.
Right.
So maybe she likes this kind of submissive role.
I think she does. Yeah. I think she, so in between this scene, we go back to the restaurant and Brittany is back from Vegas and kind of back at her first day at work. And Sheena lets us know that, she's starving because she's had no carbs yet. which is relatable. And Ariana and Sheena say, like, you look tan and gorgeous, Brittany. And I have to say that this is just an observation. I know that she's been going through a rough time, but it's the only time on the show I've seen Brittany's hair disheveled, where it like wasn't pageant perfect, whether it's pulled back in a ponytail or, you know, just down. Like it looked like, and maybe they did it like that purposely because like they had a little romp that day. Because did you notice it was a little matted back where...
Like sex hair.
Ew.
Oh, gross. Yeah. My comment on that was, I don't know if I want her serving my food with that thick, long mane of hair. Just because, like, My hair is nothing like hers, but like I'm constantly like pulling out to like, I'm like, you know, I'm sure hair just falls out too. And like, she's got so much of it. Like, I don't know. The chances are pretty high of it falling onto a plate.
Yeah.
I think it should be pulled out, pulled back in her ponytail.
Yeah, I think so too.
And she's serving.
I think so too. Sheena and Ariana kind of have a conversation with her. They're like, you know, how are you doing? And she's like, you know, I'm going through like the stages, like 1 second I'm sad and then I'm mad. And Sheena lets us know that she's like, yeah, trust me, I know. And she's like, that was me 6 months ago. And like a little like buzzer went off in my head there where it was like, hold on, like just last episode you said that you know, that you were completely over it. And I don't know, it just seems like Sheena pipes in when it's convenient for her to feel that feeling at the moment. But of course, you could also look at it in the way as that makes Sheena like a little bit more, it's giving us an inside scoop that she does have feelings and she has gone through the motions of mourning that her marriage, and maybe the comments that she said to Lisa were taken out of context. I don't know.
Or like feeling like you want to cry 1 minute, then you're angry, then you want to lash out, then you want to be slutty, single.
Right.
Then you want to be, yeah, I mean,
like
I'm sure it's a flood
of emotions. Like I wonder if like she heard those comments that she made last week and was like, oh my God, okay, yes, I said that, but like I also said like a whole bunch of shit where I was sad. And then she's like, well, good, I'm glad this came out this episode because it does show that I was sad. I don't know. I was confused by that comment, but I don't know. It was like, it gave me a little bit of hope that maybe she isn't as crazy as I thought to make those comments from last week.
Yeah, I think she's just really controlled and doesn't like to show her emotional side and expose herself. And I think, was it last week she said like she's never gotten drunk on camera? I'm like, okay, well that, you know, that's just shows you don't like to maybe make yourself vulnerable in front of the cameras and in front of these people.
When did she say that?
That you can't trust. Maybe it wasn't on the show. Maybe I heard it on something else where something I heard, where she, maybe it was one of those like E! Daily News or something where she said she's never been fully like drunk. And I guess that's true. If we think back, like you've never seen her act like a wasted, like Schwartz or anything.
Yeah. I've definitely seen her drink a shit ton on camera, but not be drunk. You're right.
Or like how Tequila Katie gets all slurry, or Stassi right. like threw herself on the bathroom floor.
Right.
In a ball crying, you know?
Right. She's definitely had like crazy, like diva moments, but I wouldn't describe anything as a drunk moment. You're right. Okay. So after that, this is when she admits that she had a little romp with Jax, right?
Yeah.
So she says, guys, like I might have messed up a little bit. I had sex with Jax. I just wanted to like feel affection and I don't know what I'm doing. And to me, that was like, oh my God. That was like the most heartbreaking thing out of any scene that I saw.
That was probably the most real moment of anything.
Like not when like her dog was scared under the bed, like people are tweeting about, or when I don't even know. But to me, that is like the realest part of a breakup. You call the dude up and you're like,
yeah,
because you're like testing it. You want to see like, does he still want me? Do I still want him? Ha ha ha.
How much and then, is he going to do?
You just self-loathe and you want after.
And you want him to say all the things. Like, I'm so sorry. I miss you. I love you. I miss you.
I'll do anything.
Yeah. I mean, you know he did.
You know he said everything like she said, wanted to hear.
He's so good at being charming and manipulative, of knowing how to work a woman's feelings. That's his skill.
Yeah.
So while it was horrible and we were all like, no, it was probably the most real moment. Ugh, yuck. I can't, but
I mean, I think we've all done it. I've done it.
I know lots of people that have. you know what? When we were talking about Patrick's style, we never got into Stassi's.
Yes. Okay. So the next scene is they are going out to their dinner and he's complimenting her and saying, you look great, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how to get into this without being totally
so
bitchy.
I don't think it was a flattering pantsuit. It was like baggy in the middle and then like, I don't know, too low. But what I did notice is like she's a uber fan of that boob cut because I think she's been wearing that style cut like every day for the last 6 months. And I know you loyal listeners of Stassi, I know she has OOTDs, but I'm saying when she's out, like on Andy, she wore that same boob cut with the one sleeve. I've seen that dress like in 6 different colors that she's worn. Now this pantsuit, it's like that same exact boob cut, which I think is probably a little too low for natural boobs. I think it needed to be higher or she needed maybe some tape.
Yeah, like I feel like I relate to Stassi in that I really, really want a breast reduction. So I'm looking up to her in that she did that. And I'm like,
yeah,
she's so happy and she's so confident now. But I don't know that even if I looked like Stassi, and I think she looks amazing, mm-hmm. That I would wear that cut. I mean, it just seems like, I just have to say it, her boobs are going down. They're like just angling down. And I do think that that is like kind of like a fashion statement. Like I've seen other people do it. So it must be like a look. It's just not something I would never right. want my boobs to look like that.
Yeah. I would be physically uncomfortable because I would feel it like,
right.
I'd be like, oh, I need them like to push them up.
Yeah. And but then again, I've never seen her with cleavage. Now that I'm thinking of it, I've never seen her with like her boobs like really pushed up.
Seems like she's really comfortable not wearing a bra. And yeah. Like, where you and me and like when you have boobs, it's like it's super uncomfortable not to.
Maybe it's so.
You feel like saggy. Yeah.
Maybe it's so much less than she had that she just feels so good that she's just rocking it. That's what I'm assuming.
I suppose it's like when someone gets a boob job and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I don't have to wear a bra. Maybe yeah. That's what it feels like to her.
Yeah. Right. But then my other note about the pantsuit, I agree with you. I actually felt like, I feel like on a shorter person that sometimes pantsuits don't look good. It has to like be the exact right fit. Otherwise, it kind of takes over your whole body and it looks cool and it looks fashion forward and everything. But I felt like when she wasn't standing like perfectly up that like she was like making like almost like an S shape with her body
like
and
crouch.
Yeah. And she has no stomach, but her stomach was sticking out of it. It was really strange.
Yeah.
And
she's got that pantsuit on, a different pantsuit on in the confessional too, which I don't think is super flattering, but it's hard to see cause she's sitting down. But like you say, like Tamara wore one on the OC reunion. I didn't think she looked good in that. I thought it made her butt looked like 9 feet long.
I don't remember what that one looked like, but I do remember what it looked like. Her pants, it looked like live when we saw her and she looked amazing.
Yeah, that was a different one. Yeah.
So I do like a pantsuit. And I mean, Stassi overall looked good. I'm just giving a couple of notes on her outfit. Now let's move to Patrick's outfit. I know we kind of got into it, but what do you guys really think of him? Like, what do you think of his face was just... I don't know if maybe he was uncomfortable on camera, but he was like so smirky with her, like,
yeah.
like doing like this little, like almost like when you're flirting with someone for the first time and like neither one of you can stop smiling, but it's almost like exhausting because you're like, let's just laugh or not laugh. Like, can we just get this like tension out of the way?
He's never filmed before, although he has filmed, just not.
Yeah, but
show.
Did you see how weird that was? It was like so like smiley weird.
Yeah.
Weird, weird tension. So basically he's sitting there and he's just like stroking her ego with also giving her like backhanded insults. Like he's like, you know, you look great, but
he's like, do you even know how to be an event planner? And she's like, well, I watched some YouTube videos.
He's like, your podcast is successful. You actually have a unique ability to bring together like a ton of like weirdos. And I mean, he didn't say that, but like he basically like every time he would give her a compliment, it was like followed up with like something. Yeah, like something where he's like, well, you do have this way of uniting people, even though you have no idea what you're talking about. People seem to be drawn to you. So that's good. He's like, you're not like me where you're very well informed and talk about sports or things that actually matter.
Like
but
a professional podcast.
But people do seem to be interested in you. So good job.
Yeah, there's a lot of idiots in this world. So, I mean, like, basically yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, it was just like.
It's kind of like a guy, like, I used to hear this talk show and it would be like, you know, guys, they're like, I always give girls backhanded compliments because it'll get you, because then they'll be like questioning themselves and they'll want you more. So the guy would say, you should say, you know, like, you know, gosh, I'm not generally attracted to, or he said, you know what? I really appreciate a curvy woman. You know, all these girls today, they're too skinny, but you're just beautiful. You know, it's yeah. kind of like that. It's like, is that a compliment? But then there's a tinge of a backhanded like insult. Like,
Yeah, it was their like little flirty banter that it gave me such a glimpse into their relationship, because I was always wondering why she was like, you know, I love Patrick so much. I want to fight for him, but we just fight so much and I don't know why. And I'm like, what the hell are they fighting about? Are they like, no, you pick up the laundry. No, you pick up the laundry. No, they're fighting because he sits there and like picks at her and acts like he's better than her, and then they fight about it.
Yeah.
And she's trying to defend her. So, like, I saw it. I'm telling you, I saw that for sure.
So one thing he does confirm, and he's like, that they were broken up for 8 months.
Which I found interesting, because I swear Stassi always says 7 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that that's like a big deal.
Anyways, all of it's a lie. Anyways, because when we saw them at the comedy improv with the Kristen sketch thing with Rachel, they were broken up. That was May, June.
Yeah.
And you saw a Christmas photo of them together. Rachel leaked on her podcast that they'd been back together since January. So Christmas, January. But remember she, in March, told Andy she was single AF and for him to set her up. And then she didn't tell her Khaleesi's on her podcast till, what was it, May?
Yeah.
So she'd been lying to her Khaleesi's for 5 months and Andy, saying she'd been single, but she'd been back together with him for 5 months. I don't know. He just kind of verified it.
Did you, the other thing that I noticed, did you hear how she brought up where she's like, hey, I listened to your podcast today. And when I listened to it, I started getting like really self-conscious and I want you to listen to mine.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, do you think that she was referencing when he brought up that he is going to be filming on Vanderpump Rules? Mm-hmm. Like, remember that one weird interview that he gave? And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's going to be on. He's going to be on. This is crazy. They're back together. What's going on? And then she wouldn't confirm it. And
yeah.
So I just wonder.
When he is like, oh, my girlfriend of 4 years or whatever.
Yes.
But then he didn't say 4 years when they broke up. Like, well, no, we were. Yeah. It's just weird.
Weird.
Very frustrating. I kind of see like where like he called her his girlfriend of 4 years. But then when she wanted to celebrate their anniversary, he said, what are you talking about? We haven't been together 4 years. We broke up. You know what I mean? Like, which is it, Patrick? So I kind of get the frustration on her part.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, he's just dicking her. He's just being a dick.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. I'm just not really a fan.
Yeah. I really wanted to like him. Oh. I really want, because I wanted to like be like invested in their love story enough to see that it was going to be really bad when they broke up. Now, maybe I'm going to be rooting for it. Like, I'm going to be like, yay, I'm glad this is happening and I'm getting to see it. Whereas before, like, I felt really, I don't know. I'm confused.
Okay. So the worst was when he was being all parental with her, telling her, here's the lesson.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, don't talk. And you guys let us know what you got out of this. I thought he was talking about going to Amsterdam for 6 days. Holly thought he was talking about their breakup. But they were just talking about Amsterdam and how he's going to be gone for 6 days without her. And he's like, well, what's the lesson? And she's like, oh. And he's like, here's the lesson. Don't talk when you're apart. And when you're back, don't talk about whatever happened when you were apart. So I was like, I don't know. That sounds kind of fucked up. You're going to Amsterdam for 6 days. Like, I can't talk to you during that, or we can't talk about your trip. But Holly thought he was talking about the breakup, which makes more sense, because it's like, no, you probably shouldn't talk about what you did during your breakup, because there's no good that can come out of like
him hearing, although she put it on her podcast, how she was, what, eaten out 9 times in one night or whatever.
Ew, yes.
Oh, but Patrick doesn't listen to her podcast, remember?
Thank God. Well, thank God.
Right. Because yeah. he doesn't want, yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, that, oh, the whole scene, I mean, I was really just shocked.
I don't know. I thought it was weird, but the bottom line was when he's like, here's the lesson. It's like, oh my God, you're my fucking father. Fuck you.
Well, and then I felt like he made her answer. He's like, okay, repeat what the lesson was.
What is it?
Let me make sure that you have like reading comprehension. Let's review.
Yeah, that was
Yeah, weird. And yeah, I don't know.
Would not be able to date him.
No.
So he's like, I wish people knew you were crazy. Another like backhanded slam as he like awkwardly smiles at her with like, you know, flirty eyes, but while he's insulting her. And then there's another song. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on me. And then that's when Jack says he needs to go to therapy.
Yeah. Which... Yeah, Jax, we know that you need to do that. Like, you should have been doing it all along.
And the previews when he's like, shut up!
Okay, the previews look so good. I'm excited for next week because it looks like the girls have a little party for Brittany to have her get her aggression out on Jax. And tell me if you got this vibe. Did you get this vibe that she is kind of secretly talking to Jax and maybe wasn't like 100% on board with going over to the sleepover because they're kind of like
bashing him,
like,
and like
screwing, like she's screwing Jax and she's like, okay, I got to go to this party now. So he thinks like they're kind of on good terms, and then they like call him up and she's like, I heard you slept with him more than once. Yeah. And then he's like, I did not. Like, all crazy. Shut up. You know, Kristen was like, Jax, don't lie. And he's like, shut up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when he screamed shut up, it was Kristen on the other side of the phone. Yeah. I don't think it was Brittany.
No, he's definitely yelling at whoever is yelling at him. But it looks really, really good. And
his anger, man.
And it just looks like everyone is like tossing him back at that thing. Like, you see Kristen in the back just like swigging on a whiskey or something. And it looks like next week, finally, we get Lala coming back. Yeah. She comes rolling out of the car and walking in her shoes, and we get to see what Lisa says.
Speaking of Lala, so let's do the password for Lala's lip gloss giveaway.
Nice.
We'll pause and quickly watch Jax, and if there's anything interesting, we'll come back at you. I mean, it'll probably just be 5 to 10 minutes anyways more.
I'm tired.
Okay, we don't have to.
Well, we'll see if I can do it, Pumpers. I'll walk around.
But I mean, like that show is like 30 minutes, but really, if you fast forward through all the stupid games, the only fun game is Plead the Fifth.
Yeah.
All the other shit is so stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm talking like 5 minutes max. But just in case you can't, let's give the password now.
Yes.
Where's the... I had a... Well, we remember what it is anyways. Yeah. The password for Lala's lip gloss giveaway is... Well, passphrase. Spray tan tears.
Woo!
That is spray tan tears. So email us at...
VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com, or again, you can hit us up on Twitter, Insta, anywhere, and we will
just DM us though, because if you tweet it, then everybody else
yes
will
DM it. Yeah, sorry.
And then so we'll get those out. We'll email the winners of Ariana's lip kit and get those mailed out this week if you guys send us your addresses, and then we'll have more stuff coming up that we're really excited about. So we might be back in 5 minutes after we watch Lord Douche on Andy.
Yes.
If not,
thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. And we're back, guys.
So we just watched Jax in seat number 2. Which was amazing.
And what was your overall thought?
He was very combative and angry and like kind of bitter. Like, he was not happy to be there. He looked pissed. He was very defensive. He like
went at that girl a couple times, Bridget a couple times. Like
his posture was awful. He wasn't even sitting up straight, and he had a freaking attitude.
Like he is, and we know this. He cannot take a joke. He cannot laugh at himself. He has no like.
He was
thick skin at all.
It was like watching a live Twitter Jax on TV. Like that's exactly how he tweets. He's like, "Brittany runs my social media." Bullshit. It's still you, Jax, because you will respond like that. We see how Brittany responds. She doesn't do that.
Yeah, she takes a high road, and also just the way he words things. That's you. Come on.
And I'm just like, no, we don't feel sorry for you, Jax. And your excuse, like that he said, like we should count how many times he said it. It was seven months ago.
And then even at the end, he's like, everyone knows we're over it. We've already gotten through it. When asked if he was going home for the holidays to Brittany, so he's like, yeah. It was 7 months ago. It's all done.
And he's like, well, you guys, like everyone has, no one's perfect. Everyone has problems. My life is just filmed on TV. It's like, F you, Jax. How about we get you off of the TV and then we'll check back in with you. Yeah.
And obviously the family's not over it because our angel Sherry tweeted in asking Jax, what makes you so sure that you're still not going to cheat on Brittany, you know?
Yeah.
So obviously her mom's still not over it. And if her mom's not over it, I guarantee you her dad's not over it. So not as easy peasy as you're making it seem, like 7 months ago, like whatever. Oh my God. Well, then he's just trying to justify him. He's a self-sabotager.
Yeah. He reiterated that he only effed her one time and he swore, but you could tell it was a lie.
But then on the previews, when they catch him and he's like, well, what does it matter? One times or 10 times? It doesn't matter. It's like, well, actually, it does.
Okay. The one thing I will say that I appreciated was thank the stars above that he was not wearing a blazer. Like he put on a leather jacket with like a plaid button up. It was like updated and cool. If he would have sat up straight, he would have looked more handsome and more like, I don't know, like he's like taking ownership over what happened. He was just like slumped over, rolling his eyes, like super uncomfortable. Andy pointed out like he was red. He was just like sitting there just brooding.
Holly thought his chair was lower than Bridget's, but then when you looked, no, the armrest matched up. So he was just slumped.
It was ridiculous. Like it was so disrespectful the way he was sitting there. And Andy even had to like move him along a couple times because he was just like, what? Like with his attitude. Like he had an attitude.
Now, why do you think they didn't have Brittany on since she's there with him?
Probably just waiting, just to milking make it more.
Stretching this out.
Yeah. Just
and maybe that they couldn't be as mean to him or like call him out because they don't want to like do it to her, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe for once Andy got a backbone and decided he would be a little more hard-hitting.
It's just like not good enough for him to be like, I'm going to focus on being a better boyfriend and being more grateful for how great Brittany is. Like that's, it's just not, his answer isn't cutting it. And Andy and what was the guest's name?
Bridget. Everett.
Like they were holding him accountable and he was just wiggling out of it. He did not care to answer to them.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to answer to anyone. He was just rolling his eyes and shrugging his shoulders. I mean, it was.
Yeah. He's like, we're stronger than ever now. Nobody knows. It's been 7 months. We're stronger than ever.
Like, I don't think that did anything for the show. It didn't make me be like, I hate Jax. It didn't make me be like, I love Jax. It made me be like, if he doesn't care about this and he's all mad at us, the viewers, what are we doing?
It makes me believe everything that I already believed. He's a giant baby.
He's
brooding. He's just a big fat baby.
And he would say to you like, fuck you, you're not on TV. You're not famous like me, you normal woman.
Yeah. You know, look at your profile picture. It's like from 2016. Gross.
You know, he wanted to say that to both of them. Like he was about to like say something to both of them and be like,
yes,
you guys don't know. This was 7 months ago.
Yep.
Oh, we're fine. I don't. 97% of people said I don't deserve Brittany. Well, what do they know? I'm with her. So
yeah. Who are those 3%? If you're part of the 3%, please tweet us. Let us know.
Yeah. But yeah. Overall, I don't know.
Yeah. It's just.
Yuck.
That was, yeah, that just left, that just like topped it off. And like, they kept on trying to throw him a bone. Like, why don't you end it with like your, like, you know, your 2018 goals and wishes for the future? And he could have been like, I just want to say again, I'm so sorry. And I'm going to do everything in my power to, you know, always communicate with Brittany and keep it, you know, I'm going to try to take different steps. But no, he just like kept, yeah. He's like, it's been 7 months. I don't know why we're still talking about this. Like,
I'm bored.
And
I'm bored.
Anyways, you guys don't know me. And then his reaction to Sherry, was like, in the end, it's mine and her relationship. So, I don't really care what her mom is saying,
right.
Which is very rude.
And it's like his whole argument. You guys see 2 minutes of our 24-hour, you know, day. It's like, well,
yeah.
Sherry knows a little bit more. Just like how he discounted Kara. It's like, well, Kara knows everything because Brittany tells her everything. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we're, you know, you're trolls. You see 2 minutes of my life. You don't know me.
I was so, like, I would love, I wonder if any of our listeners are, like, body language experts. I would love to hear what you thought of his body language on that
shame.
Show.
Shame.
Shame, but arrogance. Arrogance, yeah. And,
oh, like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Like, and he's bored.
Like, he literally thinks he was better than the people he was talking to.
Contractually and there. Yes.
Any of the questions.
He's like, it's contractually there. He's bored. And
yeah.
He made Andy know it. That, fine, I'll fulfill my duty, but you're not going to like it.
And like, you guys can talk about this storyline all you want, but that's not how it is. And I'm not going to let you portray me like that. It almost seems like he's angry at the way this is going because, you know, he's getting so much hate, but it's like, he had that 3% that was supporting him. So that's, it's not nothing, Jack. So
that was,
hold on
that
to that.
That was Schwartz and.
Yeah, it was for sure Schwartz.
And his brothers.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even.
Maybe
I feel
they
like
all called in 3 times.
Yeah. Maybe like Meemaw or Mamaw.
Right. Oh, and then Katie's mom, right? Or Katie's grandma.
Yeah.
Katie's mom and Katie's grandma.
Yeah, those are,
really
they're still
sexy.
Fans.
And then Schwartz and Meemaw.
Yeah. So thanks a lot to that 3%. Okay. Well, you guys, this was just like a doozy of an episode. We can't wait for next week. Make sure you email us in that password. And again, we will be emailing the winners from last week's giveaway.
Password spray tan tears.
Yes. And you can contact us at VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. As always, you can leave us a voicemail.
805 Vander 8.
That's right. And tweet us, Insta us. Like, we're really trying to expand our community. We want to hear from you guys. We want you to be involved. Let us know any ideas you have or whatever, and we are down. So cool. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.